Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside. Enjoy traditional foods. Connect with your community. And keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
Welcome to Native America Calling. I'm Alyssa Yakyadi London. As I reflect on the year that has passed and the year that is to come, I think of a quote, "People overestimate what they can accomplish in a year and underestimate what they can accomplish in several years." So remember to stay resilient and committed on the path toward your goals and visions in the new year. It's a continuation of prior years of your determination. So as 2022 approaches, we want to help you get your new year off to a good start. It's a great time to put gloomy thoughts aside, look at the positives, and focus on new beginnings. So what goals or ideas do you have for the coming year? We'll hear about them coming up right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A regional chief with Canada's Assembly of First Nations is thanking the government for money set aside for First Nations child welfare. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, she says there's still a long way to go.
In its recent economic and fiscal update, the Canadian government said it was setting aside $40 billion over 5 years for First Nations child welfare. That money is being set aside even as Ottawa continues talks on settling compensation claims. The money is supposed to cover the costs of settling a Canadian Human Rights Tribunal order, as well as two class action lawsuits and reforms of the Indigenous child welfare system. Regional Chief Cindy Woodhouse is the lead negotiator for the Assembly of First Nations settlement process. She welcomes the financial decision, but also says there's a long way to go.
Let the First Nations decide on how they want to move forward, you know, and people need to quit meddling in on child welfare reform and taking children from our communities without our input. And I think that, First Nations need to be in the driver's seat and let us be in the driver's seat. We know our communities, we know our people, we know our families.
The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal ruled in 2016 that the federal government discriminated against First Nations children by underfunding the child welfare system on reserves. And Ottawa was ordered to pay $40,000 to each First Nations child that didn't have to be placed in foster care. Negotiations have been underway since November and are scheduled to close by the end of the year. Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Mark Miller called the negotiations fragile and said the goal is to make sure we are not repeating the model that has ripped children from their families into care. The money would be split between compensation for children and families who were once in the system and long-term changes to the system. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
U.S. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the VA is doubling its efforts and funding to help Alaska Native veterans get the benefits they deserve. He spoke during last week's virtual Alaska Federation of Natives convention, as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
More Alaska Natives and American Indians have served in the military than any other ethnic group, proportionate to their population, and they've served with distinction. But VA Secretary Dennis McDonough says the nation hasn't always shown them the gratitude they're due.
Our nation made a promise to Alaska Native vets when they signed up to serve our country, a promise that if they served us, we would serve them. And if they fought for us, we'd fight for them. But for too long, our nation broke that promise.
McDonough says the military's 141,000 Indigenous service members include some 24,000 Alaska Natives. And he says when they leave the service, they, like all vets, should get help navigating the bureaucracy to get the benefits the VA offers.
Those Alaska Native veterans fought for freedoms and rights overseas that they did not fully enjoy at home. That's a tragedy. And while we cannot undo that dark history, we can make sure it doesn't repeat itself.
To that end, McDonough outlined new and ongoing efforts the VA's making to help Alaska Native vets get the help they deserve, even if they live outside the urban areas where the agency has offices and personnel. Those efforts include standing up a VA Tribal Advisory Committee and appointing Chief William Smith of the Valdez Native Tribe as a member. For those vets who've come home and gone back to the village, McDonough says the VA set up a new Veterans Health Services office to help coordinate delivery of health care to rural areas. He says the VA also offers transportation grants to help vets travel from the outlying areas to medical facilities where they can get the health care they need. I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks, Alaska.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association, dedicated to the well-being of Native children and families. News and information on NICWA, as well as how you can show your support at nicwa.org. Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling, and I'm Alyssa London. Are you looking forward to 2022? I know the staff at Native America Calling are. We're looking forward to having a full studio again with a new full-time host and a new producer. I'm looking forward to 2022 as well. Personally, I'm going to host this show at Sundance Film Festival and also launch the trailer and first episode of Culture Stories, which is a series on First Nations Experience TV, which you can check out. It's all about showcasing the beauty and vitality of Indigenous cultures. So I hope from this show that you get the sense that you can achieve any goal with a plan and a commitment to execute. And today we're talking about making those plans and goals and shaking off negativity and fueling up for doing good work in the future. We're also focusing on staying a positive course despite this unpredictable roller coaster of a pandemic. We'd love to hear from you too. How do you dig yourself out of the rut, and whose words motivate you? Who's your motivation that you turn to? Give us a call at 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Now, joining us from Dallas, Texas is Chance Rush. Sorry, Chance. He's a wellness coach, an actor, and motivational speaker. He's Hidatsa, Dakota, and Arapaho. Welcome back to Native America Calling, Chance.
Well, thank you for having me back. Truly is an honor to be here with you today.
Thank you. So let's just get this going with giving some advice to our audience about what they should be thinking about as they prepare for 2022. Any thoughts?
Well, first of all, before I jump into that, Alyssa, I just want to thank you and encourage you on your outreach and your quest. I know that we've known each other for a little bit now, and we like to encourage each other, follow each other. And the work that you do is phenomenal, whether it's working in the villages up in Alaska, out here in the lower 48 or Hawaii, you know, your emceeing abilities, your speaking abilities, and just being a really grounded person. I know that people who have a reign of being, you know, a royalty, I know they kind of separate themselves a little bit, but I really appreciate you being a grassroots person. And just somebody that is easy to talk to. And I think Native American Calling is doing a phenomenal job in having you be a part of, you know, the hosting duty. I remember coming up, I was listening to Harlan right here, and we're a huge fan of Native American Calling. So it is a truly big deal to be able to be on the air, and as well as be on the air with you. So, yeah, get that all out of the way. I do apologize. I am very excited about 2022, but go ahead.
No apologies at all. Thank you for all those kind words. I mean, that makes me want to start talking about our work in the community. Like, can you tell me about some of the things you're most proud of actually from 2021 in terms of your community outreach work?
You know, I think 2021, I just really appreciate finally put myself on the platform, you know, whether it's doing acting, getting more involved with my nonprofit, you know, doing a lot of ministry work, different things that challenge me at the same time. So I really enjoy the things that I get to do. And it's just an array of things, whether it's being a pastor, an actor, life coach. I'm working to be a personal trainer right now. Honestly, Alyssa, after the pandemic, it really triggered me to either be on the bottom of the pandemic or be on top of the pandemic. And what I mean by that is don't let the pandemic get in the way of who I want to be and what I want to become. And if there's any listeners out there, I say the same thing to you, is it's up to you how you take this pandemic. You know, do you want to take this pandemic where you can kind of blame it? Because I've tried to do that. I know a lot of us just try to blame the pandemic for something. Or do we just get through it? Do we just, you know, push through it and be grateful in the push? So very excited about 2022, but for 2021, I learned a lot about myself. And I know that everybody out there who's listening, you learned something about you, Alyssa. You know, we have our conversations on the phone. I know that, you know, we've shared with each other, you know, some things that, you know, that we're focused in on and things that we appreciate. So just to be able to be on this platform here with you, going live, everybody out there listening, appreciate 2021. We got us about a good, 8, 9, 10 days left of it. So let's make it happen, man. Let's sprint to the finish line.
Chance, you mentioned that you're learning to be a personal trainer. You're already a life coach. What motivates you to serve?
You know, I think, Alyssa, it comes from just validating yourself. I know that some of us out there, we want someone to acknowledge us, or we have to earn something. We have to, you know a certain group, or you can be the type of people that you just always push through. I love life. I think it's a privilege to be Indigenous. I think it's a privilege to be Native. I think it's phenomenal that we're still here with all the stuff that Indigenous and tribal Native people have been through. We still stand. And so I feel like it's my duty to play my part in delivering goodness to people out there. If there's anybody out there right now who's listening, same thing with you, you know, don't sit on your gold mine. There's a lot of wonderful things out there that you could do. Creator gave you a talent to utilize and to share it with people. Because when you share with people, what's going to happen to you is you're going to gain so much strength, and you're going to learn more about who you are and what else you could deliver. So, I you know, Alyssa, to answer your question, just to push through and be grateful and thankful that we get to do the things that we do. And, you know, it's just, it's unexplainable, Alyssa.
So there are a lot of people that may want to get into acting or even some of the other pursuits that you are going after. What gives you the gumption and motivation to do something that sometimes feels out of reach? What keeps you on your path?
Well, if there's anyone out there that would like to get into acting or be a life coach or be a motivational speaker, first of all, you know, before I share, I'm not a 1964 Olympic gold medalist. I'm not a rap artist. I'm not a politician. I'm not anybody famous. I've just always been somebody that had a message. And everybody out there who's listening today, you have a phenomenal message. You have a phenomenal story that somebody either wants to hear or that somebody needs to hear. You don't have to have all these accolades to say who you are. You can do that on a daily basis. So what I used to do, Alyssa, is I used to take a story of how I overcame something, or a simple story of what kept me sober my whole life, a simple story of what makes me walk closer with Creator every single day. To be honest with you, also, just be one of a kind. Validate yourself. I know that, especially in Indian country, we get hooked on who's 40 under 40, or we get hooked on who's, you know, the first to do this, or educator of the year, or whatever it may be. You know what? Educate every single day this year in 2022, or be 40 years old and be phenomenal every single day. You know, we don't have to be validated by anybody. You validate yourself by taking care of yourself and by, you know, finding your gifts and your strengths, whether that's sobriety, whether that's spirituality, whether that's, you know, health and fitness. I mean, I'm just sharing with you some things that how I am every day and what I work on every day. But go after it. If there's anybody out there listening today, go after it. There's not going to be a success bus that pulls up and tells you to get on it. There's not going to be someone that knocks on your door. You don't get lucky at success. You work hard at it, and you get to walk around one day like myself and say, man, my life is unexplainable. I love it, and I'm happy about 2022 and the difference that I'm going to make. Not that I hope to make, but I'm going to make.
Now, the way that you just phrased that, I want to point that out to our audience. That's going to be an amazing year that you are going to make. So can you tell our audience about the power of their thoughts and how thoughts are things and how thoughts become your reality? I know you and I have talked about that before, but let's share that with our listeners.
Okay, so here's an example. Listen, I know sometimes I'll tell you about my auditions and whatnot, but I've auditioned for maybe 7 different TV shows or film this past 2 months. And I auditioned for 7 of them. Yeah, I auditioned for 7 of them. And you know what? Every single one of them, I didn't get a call back. I got one call back, and it was like, hey, you know what? You're great at what you do, but we're going to go another direction. My thought process is I'm waiting for someone to say yes. I didn't fold up after 6 or 7, whatever it may be. I didn't put it in a filing cabinet and say, I tried it. You know, I'm going to try to go do something else. Listen, when those emails pop up and I'm asking to read for a part, I'm going to read it. I'm going to prepare for it. I'm going to go after it. And I'm just going to sit and wait. If I don't get it, my thought is saying the next one's showing up. And if that doesn't happen, the next one's showing up. You got to be realistic. And sometimes when we think too much about that it's not happening, we start thinking maybe we shouldn't even try anymore. I want you out there who's listening to have that thought process like Alyssa's talking about, is have a thought process as success and to be successful. So right now, Alyssa, my acting career, it's just taking off, but you got to put up with the no's so that you can say, you can start saying yes one day, you know?
Yeah, and so much of pursuing goals is about divine timing, and you just have to keep trying, and eventually the door will open. Well, Chance, we're going to take a break now, but we'll be right back to talk with you. This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Alyssa London. Call in at 1-800-996-2848 or email us at comments@nativeamericacalling.com. And we'll be right back to talk with all of you. Thank you. Basketball and salmon fishing are a shared tradition in the small Southeast Alaska village of Metlakatla. A new film, Alaska Nets, follows the poignant journey of 2 young men who are devoted to illuminating their community's hopes. We'll talk with the filmmaker and those involved in the film on the next Native America Calling.
The Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention remind you there are now booster recommendations for all 3 available COVID-19 vaccines in the United States. You may choose which COVID-19 vaccine you receive as a booster shot. Getting the COVID-19 vaccination protects you, your family, and your community. More information at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus, who support this show.
You're listening to Native America Calling, and I'm Alyssa London. We're looking forward to good times in 2022 today. Are you looking forward to the new year, and are you making New Year's resolutions? Call in and tell us about how you are setting goals and moving forward in your personal life, career, and contributing to your community in a positive way. Join our conversation by calling in at 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Now, joining us from Dallas, Texas is Chance Rush. He's a wellness coach, actor, and motivational speaker. He's Hidatsa, Dakota, and Arapaho. And we also have Jimmy Tabu Gomez, a member of the Black Eyed Peas. He's Shoshone, Hopi, and Mexican. Welcome back to Native America Calling, Tabu.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you. I like your music.
Too. Thank you. Can I just start by saying how proud I am to see an amazing woman like yourself, the matriarch of the show, Running Point, doing all the great things you're doing for Indian country, but also for women. I am was raised by my grandmother. Our system is very matriarch system. And for us, I think the best representation always comes from a strong leading woman. And, you know, I have that in my household. My wife is basically that to our household, and my daughter will one day be that. So to see someone like you doing what you're doing, I just wanted to acknowledge you and salute you and say thank you for being that matriarch.
Wow, Tabu, thank you. It's choking me up. I really appreciate it. I really admire your career and have enjoyed your music for years. I really like the song, I Got a Feeling, and based on just how you started off our conversation, I got a good feeling this is going to be a great show having you on here. Thank you for joining last minute. So maybe let's start with how you know Chance. How are you guys friends?
Well, Chance is he's one of the most amazing brothers that I've ever met in Indian country. You know, I have a lot of relatives that I've met along through my journey of reconnecting with my roots and really establishing myself as a voice, being able to contribute when I can. And I met Chance through, I believe the first time I met Chance was my boy Marcus Gwynn, aka MC1, told me about Chance and how he would go around and be like a host on a lot of events. And finally, I got to meet him at the Naga event. Is it Naga or Naga? Yeah, Naga, the Native American gaming event. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the most influential and most inspirational and motivational figures that I had ever come across. You know, just the way that he carried himself, the way that he hosted the event. And then I got to know him as a person, his humor, his charisma, his activism, his leadership as being one of those people that champions the youth and all the activations and his spirituality, the connection with his wife and his family. Like, it all motivated me because I'm the same way. You know, I'm very connected to the love and respect that I have for my wife and my kids, because that's really what makes me. You know, I got to be honest with you. 7 years ago, I was battling cancer, and I wasn't sure if I was going to make it. You know, wow. Creator was on my, you know, right there with me. I had to offset the chemotherapy with holistic healing, and fortunately, I beat it. I survived it. But you know what it taught me is it taught me more about resilience. It taught me more about being connected one with nature and trying to really give back and use my platform to be of service and help others.
That is incredibly inspiring. So what would you tell people who are just having pandemic fatigue or dealing with COVID? I know that's not the same as going through cancer, but perhaps you can give them some words of motivation.
Of course, you know, family is very important, or someone, a support system during these times, because we also got to deal with mental health. You know, be aware that we are in a situation where it's like 1 minute you're quarantined, the next minute, you know, you're able to leave your house, and the next minute they're saying, okay, things are spiking again. It's like a touch and go type situation. And we have to be empathetic about folks that may be living on the res, folks that are in the city that may, you know, be dealing with mental health and depression, especially parents that have to, you know, deal with their kids going to school or online learning. It's stressful, you know, and I speak from experience, because it was stressful for me the first time when my kids had to do online learning. You know, I haven't been to school in a while. So for me, I had to refresh my mathematics and just certain, things that dealt with the school that I had to refresh my memory. And it was stressful for my kids, too. So, you know, we just have to be empathetic and mindful that we are living in crazy times right now with this COVID-19. Now we got a different variant that's out. So we have to really appreciate the time that we have with our families and be mindful about those that may not be as, you know, successful as far as like the COVID hitting home. Because I've had a lot of friends that have lost loved ones and it hits home. And, you know, I just want to be able to be mindful about that as well.
Thank you, Tabu. So we have a caller named Melvin from Santee, Nebraska, listening in on KZYK. Melvin, do you have a question for Chance or Tabu?
Yeah, I was just listening to the show there. But, you know, I'm looking forward to this upcoming year because I'm going to be able to move home. Halloween, my house caught fire, the roof burnt off, but my relatives came and put a new roof on in the last month and reshingled it, and they're going to fix it up for me so I can move home, and I'm all excited about moving home back out the country. I'm living in the village right now. Excited about going home.
That's a wonderful thing to look forward to for 2022. Melvin, do you
have... I just want to, you know, I've lived out in the country over a long time, and I just want to get back home. And the other thing is, you know, this last year we had this virus, this last 20 months or so, and we lost a lot of people, but in the last couple of weeks, some old friends contacted me who I didn't know, I haven't contacted almost 30 years. And we're going to get together this summer. We have been talking, and he's up on the Menominee Res, so I'm going to go up there and visit, and I'm excited about that. You know, I've had a lot of bad things in just 2001, but I'm looking forward to 2022 just to start things, renew it. I feel like I'm getting renewed in my feelings. It's been tough these last 20 months, being isolated, you know. I got isolated twice, and that was because I was riding in a van. Somebody was positive, so we have to follow rules now that affect our health. And we need to follow the rules. Make sure you get your shots, your boosters. You know, learn to be safe. So I hope that for everybody out there. Be safe, do what you can to make sure you're making things safe for your community. So that's what I have to say today.
Thank you, Melvin. Thank you for calling into the show. And it's admirable everything that you were able to overcome in 2021 and that you're still so positive and have things that you're looking forward to in 2022. That's what this show is about, having the mindset to overcome challenges, whether it's COVID or something like you shared happening with your house, and being able to still find the silver lining. And speaking of COVID and staying healthy, we had an individual named DJ Vanis that is also a motivational storyteller and best-selling author, and he was booked also to be on the show today, and he actually had a breakthrough COVID-19 infection and had to not participate today. So just a reminder that COVID is very alive and well and affecting many people in our communities. So be cautious out there with gatherings this holiday season and take this virus seriously. Chance, do you have any thoughts on what Melvin shared about the challenges that he experienced in 2021 and about the mindset that he's able to keep to stay positively going into 2022?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of what Melvin shared, a lot of people feel that way, but what I do appreciate, too, about what Melvin said was how you know, he's excited about, you know, getting back home and getting back on track. And, you know, that's one thing I want to encourage to everybody out there is just, you know, look at not the setbacks, but look at the breakthroughs. Look at what's going to happen for you. You know, obviously with COVID, a lot of healthy habits could be, you know, you could say they were destroyed. You could say that they were put on hold. And, you know, a lot of people reverted back to the old way or their old patterns, whatever it may be. But best of luck to Melvin out there. You know, we'll be praying for you. Stay with it. Stay in the goodness of it. And I also want to give a big shout out to DJ. And I want to thank my brother Tab for the kind words. Obviously, Taboo is a very grounded person, and I think that's one of the reasons why we all love his music is because that whole band, you know, the hottest band in the world, honestly, like the most downloaded band in the world, they're all grounded people. They're all grounded individuals, and yeah, that's the reason why you have Taboo on here with us today. But I do want to give a big shout-out as well to my brother DJ Vanis. I'm sure Taboo knows DJ as well, but, you know, we all kind of run in the same circles, and we promote the best way that we can. I actually met DJ on an airplane. We were flying to Crow, Montana, and
I love Crow, Montana.
I think even Superman. Yeah, I think Superman was even there at this event, but this was over 20 years ago, and we were sitting right next to each other on the airplane, and he told me one day he wanted to be an author, and I told him one day I wanted to be a motivational speaker, and just to kind of see that come about, you know, and I'm sure we were listening to the Black Eyed Peas the whole time. So it all works full circle. Let's go.
Of course. And you spoke it into existence, both of you. Taboo, any thoughts on keeping a positive mindset even when you're facing adversity along the lines of what Melvin was talking about?
I mean, first of all, Melvin, you know, I want to echo exactly what you guys said about the community and about having the positive mindset. You know, for us, we need to support and champion those ideas from elders' perspectives, from the youth, and even folks, you know, in mid-30s, mid-40s. Like, we need that support system. And a lot of times we feel so isolated and we feel so disconnected that when you have folks that are actually having that mindset, it's a beautiful thing. You know, those love currencies are a big factor to be able to move forward and to continue the idea of, you know, there's going to be better days ahead of us. That's why we, you know, we wrote a song like Where's the Love? Because we were kept asking the question, where's the love? And we always knew that the love was within ourselves. As brothers, me, Will, I Am, and Apple, you know, we've always championed the idea of the give back, spreading positivity, optimism, hope, because that's who we are, you know, and Chan said it best, man, being grounded is the most important thing, especially being the head of my family. Like I go out, do this touring, but at the end of the day, like, I do this for my wife and my kids. There's no other reason for me. I don't care about fame. I don't care about, you know, the glitz and the glamour, because I'm in a very stable and a very clear-headed mindset when it comes to my job. My job doesn't make me. My wife and my kids make me. That's what keeps me going, you know. And at the end of the day, I don't just want to leave a catalog of music. I want to leave a legacy that my kids will be inspired by. And for the next generations and the seven generations of our people will continue to be inspired and motivated, just like what Chan said about being a motivational speaker. I feel the same way, man. I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, one day I will continue being that person that's not just performing on stage, but actually activating inspiration and motivation through my keynote speaking engagements. I actually wrote a book too, just like DJ Vanis. I wrote a book called A Kid's Book About Identity, because as a kid, I battled with identity. I wasn't Native enough and I wasn't Mexican enough. That's like the idea that being in Los Angeles, a lot of people put in my head, like, oh, you're Native American? Well, what's res life like? You know, and I was a city kid. I was an urban native. So I always got dissed about that. Or, oh, you're not real Mexican. You don't speak Spanish well. And these are things that as kids we all deal with. A lot of times the colonization mindset will tell you you're not enough. And so I wrote a book as an adult to let people know that I am enough and I'm proud of both of my cultures, because both of them come from an indigenous foundation. And I want to celebrate and honor that, but always champion the idea of being proud of who you are and where you come from.
Tavu, that's amazing. And I love that you're spreading so much positivity with your music and your book. And I want to hear more about your book and identity. We do have a caller, though, from Ukiavik, Alaska, Doreen, calling in on KBRW. Doreen, can you share with us your thoughts and comments?
Hi, good morning. First of all, thank you. Thank you for all your words of positivity. I was getting ready to do some baking, and my mindset wasn't in the right place, so I had to stop and turn my radio up and listen to one of my favorite shows, Native America Calling. And it has changed me to where I know I'm going to bake, do some good baking. I'm a recent graduate of the University of Alaska, Fairbanks, at 74 years of age. And I want to tell young people, you know, young people to me are like 50s and 60s too. It doesn't matter what your age is. You can start anything at any time. And once again, thank you from a late bloomer.
Thank you, Doreen. That's super motivating. We're almost at break, but Chance, any quick thoughts?
Hey, Doreen, congratulations on graduating. And good luck on that baking. I'm going to try to catch a flight to Fairbanks so I can eat at your house.
And Tabu, any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, like I mentioned earlier, my grandmother was the person that made me the man I am today. So whenever I hear beautiful elders speaking from the heart, talking about baking, like, you got my heart. You got me choked up because it reminded me of my grandmother. And I want to send love once again to all the elders, all the folks that are representing at their house, baking, making that good food, the fried bread, whatever you have, you know, prepared for the holiday season. I want to salute you guys and say much love.
Thank you, Chance. Thank you, Tabu. Thank you, Doreen. Thank you, Melvin. We have to take a short break. This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Alyssa London, and we'll be right back.
Mesa Lands Community College can help you lead the way in your chosen field. At Mesa Lands, where one in three students is Native American, you get hands-on opportunities working one-on-one with instructors in wind energy, where students go up the turbine in their first semester, silversmithing with access to the largest foundry in the Southwest, and blacksmithing in the cowboy arts. Mesa Lands has a national top 10 rodeo team, too. Info and applications at mesalands.edu. Mesa Lands Community College supports this program.
Thank you for tuning in to Native America Calling. I'm Alyssa London. We're looking forward to the new year and are sharing motivational lessons on goal setting, overcoming challenges, and staying positive. And there's still time to join our conversation. We're at 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Now joining us from Dallas, Texas is Chance Rush. He is a wellness coach, actor, and motivational speaker. He's Hidatsa, Dakota, Arapaho. And we also have Jimmy Tabu Gomez, member of the Black Eyed Peas. He's Shoshone, Hopi, and Mexican. Welcome to Native America Calling, Tabu and Chance. Now, my first question is, how does your culture play a role in shaping your work ethic and positive outlook? Tabu, what are your thoughts? And it sounds like we might have lost you for a second. So how does your culture play a role in shaping your work ethic and positive outlook, Chance?
You know, like I was saying earlier in the discussion, you know, this is a privilege. It's a privilege to be Indigenous. It's a privilege to be Native, First Nations. You know, we're the last ones left. And, you know, like what Tabu was saying earlier, you know, about just being grounded, I know that a lot of his work is based off of, you know, who he is and where he comes from. And the same thing with you, Alyssa. You know, you, I don't want to put you out there. I mean, you could have been just Miss Alaska, but you did more, you know. You made sure that Alaska and the world knew that, you know, that you were Indigenous, that you were Native. Any listener out there in a position that you're in, you know, you don't have, and I'm not trying to get on anybody, you know, you're not entitled because of your profession, but you're privileged. It's a privilege to wake up, to smudge your house, or to go sweat, or to pray with your children. It's an absolute privilege. So every single day, you should apply your indigenousness to your outreach and who you are. There's days, Alyssa, that I don't want to wake up, that I don't want to work out. There's days I want to sleep in. There's days I don't want to work out. There's days that I want to, you know, not stay healthy or eat healthy, I mean. But because it's a privilege, I also see it as an obligation. It's an obligation to be an advocate. It's an obligation to give back. So that's how I'm able to tie, you know, who I am and what I do into everything that I do. I mean, I run everything first through God. I run everything first through Creator. But after that, you know, I just, you know, spread the love, you know. So
I love that. Yeah, thank you for bringing up the fact that those of us who are given opportunities by the Creator, it is still our responsibility what we do with them. So you mentioned that I had or have the platform of, well, I'm going to say had, of being a Miss Alaska, but then I chose to use it to shine light on my community. So what are your thoughts on how people can think about pursuing titles or accolades, not for themselves, but for something greater than themselves?
Oh, man. That's a great question for Taboo if he's back on.
I think he had to go be a member of the Black Eyed Peas, but it was great that he was on for our last segment.
Right, right. You know, I think a lot of it too is, you know, you just got to remember who you are and where you come from, and you have to stay grounded. And I know that you're the host, Alyssa, but let me ask you that. You know, what encouraged you? Like I said, you could do anything else. You know, you could, you know, I mean, following you over the years, you know, Stanford grad, spent some time in Washington, you know, now you're in Alaska. You know, why was it important for you to, you know, represent not just the state of Alaska, but also your native, your tribal heritage? Why was it important to you?
When I am in Ketchikan, where my dad grew up and where my dad's from, so his family still lives there, I just feel this very visceral connection to the land and place. And I always just felt really, really proud to be Tlingit. And I had a really strong relationship with my grandfather, Grandpa Ernie, who's my dad's dad. And between him and my dad, they just, you know, kept making sure that I knew who I am and where I come from. And that has had a profound impact on my life, because every action I take, I feel like it's not just for myself, but it's for my community. And even when I would achieve things like get accepted to Stanford, for example, or get a scholarship, they would tell me, this is so that you're able to give back. This is so that you're able to have the skills to do something for your community. So it was something that was instilled in me, and it became such a motivating factor to go after things and achieve things. And it, when I went out to pursue pageantry, when I, you know, tried to become Miss Alaska, there was never a thought in my mind of like, oh, I'm definitely going to get this. It's always the thought of, well, I'm going to prepare the best that I can in order to put myself in a position to try and achieve this. And then when it happens, I'm like, wow, this must mean that I need to be a steward of this. This means there's something I'm meant to do with this. And that's why I chose to make my whole platform and time in the spotlight as Miss Alaska to shine light on the 229 distinct tribes of the state of Alaska. I spoke Tlingit on national television. I told people that we are still here, we being Indigenous people, and I wore a Tlingit gown on TV to again, shine light on the beauty and vitality of Native culture. And when I was on stage, I felt like I had my ancestors and my whole community on there with me. And so the nerves went away. So all that to say, when you do something not for yourself, but for your community, you can pull strength from all of them and not just have to pull it from inside of you. So if you are ever struggling to find strength within yourself, don't just look in yourself, look to your community for strength.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I noticed, you know, over the years and, you know, watching you as you still have the platform, certainly that you didn't use the Miss Alaska platform to promote your nativeness, but you took your nativeness and you gave the state of Alaska a platform of the beauty of the culture up there. So you did a great job with that, Alyssa. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And then I just want to share a bit of vulnerability since we've talked about this. What's interesting, though, is when you do have a big moment like that, sometimes you feel like, oh, how am I ever going to top that? Or how am I going to keep that going? And you've provided some thoughts to me on that over time. So can you share those with our audience?
You know, we all have that. Now, you listeners out there, you have those moments that you have, whether that's, you know, sharing the stage with your great grandma or, you know, having your first child or whatever it may be. You know, these platforms or these moments don't happen just to certain people. They can happen for anybody. And, you know, let's take this for an example. You know, there was a time where, and I hope he's listening. I hope my brother Billy Mills my mentor Billy Mills is listening. There was a time where me and Billy were invited out to D.C. and we spoke at the White House and MC1 was with us. And, you know, the three of us were just there in that moment. And we were just thinking of, like, this could be the greatest moment of my life. And then fast forward maybe like a year or so later, I'm on the same platform with, you know, George Lopez and Taboo of the Black Eyed Peas. And it's just like, man, this is my moment, you know. We're all going to have those moments. And you just have to honor so that those moments can happen. See, we don't get lucky when we get up on a platform. We have to honor what we're doing now on a day-to-day basis because that moment is going to happen for you. I used to tell this. I just said that I just worked with the Oglala Lakota tribe the other day, and I said, if you believe it's going to happen, there's a good chance that it will. And that means is if you believe that you're just always going to be normal and ordinary, then you're going to live a life that's just normal and ordinary. If you believe that you're going to be on a movie screen, if you believe that you're going to be Miss America one day or Miss Alaska one day, if you're going to be in a sold-out arena one day, if you believe that that's going to happen, there's a good chance that it will. But you have to prepare before so that those moments can happen. Those moments that aren't going to show up. You may think that you're in that moment by getting lucky, by, you know, winning the lottery or something or whatever it may be, but you have to prepare in advance to have those moments that are going to happen in your life. I can't tell you, Alyssa, how many, I don't even know if I have a top 10 of greatest moments ever in my entire life, because one can't outdo another, whether it's graduating, you know, being, you know, 9 years earlier being an alternative student in Enid, Oklahoma, and then graduating from college, you know, there's a moment, you know, or winning my first national championship. There's a moment. We got to prepare to have those moments. So if there's any listeners out there, you know, stay in your season, stay in your game plan, stay in your focus, because you're going to have one of those moments one day. My bad. Go ahead.
No bad to that. That was great. I just want to add that a theory I have is that the visions that come into your mind, the ones that you were talking about, the vision of seeing yourself on stage in a sold-out arena or anything, that's actually a direction from the creator. That's just the belief I have, because it seems like when you pursue those, it ends up going really well for you, and your visions tend to be unique to you and your skill set. So if you're ever wondering what steps you should take, that could be a way to help you get some clarity, even in 2022. So we have a caller. We have Alicia from Crown Point, New Mexico, listening in on KUNM. Alicia?
Hi. This is a great conversation, and I just wanted to add that I've been a student for many, many years, and it was very hard to be away from home all of those years. And my family was always my motivation, coming back to my parents, coming back to help my community, my grandparents. It was always, always a motivation for me. And just recently I took up a new job, and I'm actually returning to my community, to the Navajo tribe, to work for my tribe. And it's a great feeling to have all that hard work pay off for a dream that I had. And it's emotional to me because I'm here doing it now. And it took a lot of sacrifice, and it took a lot of hard decisions to make to stay in school and focus and get good grades and work really hard to make your parents proud. And if students are struggling through that today, the hard work pays off in the end, and you have to remember what motivates you. And even today, my parents, my sister, my grandparents, they motivate me today to do the work that I'm doing now. And 2020 is going to be all of that. So I'm really grateful to be doing this in the next coming year.
And because we want to raise you up, can you tell us what your job is for the Navajo Nation? It's pretty impressive.
Yes. Thank you. I'm the first economist for the Navajo Nation Division of Economic Development.
That's amazing. I don't know if we have a sound effect, but I'm clapping for you. And I hope that people out there are inspired. See how putting your mind to something and putting the work in, you know, ends up leading you to some amazing destinations. So thank you, Alicia, for calling in. Chance, any thoughts on how people can stay motivated on a long path to achieve their goals?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, going into 2022 and celebrating 2021, let's all celebrate. I think Alicia's right on track. I think, she don't have to wait till 2022. She's doing it right now. That's one thing I want to encourage to everybody. You know, like, don't worry about, you know, saying bye to 2021. Be grateful for it. Be in this moment. Be happy and excited about it. And then, you know, I don't think I have any New Year's resolutions. Alyssa, I don't know if you do, but I'm just ready. I'm revved up. I'm excited about it every single day. I'm happy that I have the privilege to do this. Everybody, if you're in your car, if you're in your office, if you're in your living room, it doesn't matter. You have a phenomenal story. You're an amazing person. And I'm not trying to be a life coach. I'm just telling you the truth. Like, we got to start marching again as Native people. We got to get up together, hold hands together, and we got to march. Well, we don't have to hold hands, but, you know, we got to march together, and we've got to get it. We got to all be on the same page and get it together. If anybody's out there, you know, you find yourself in a predicament that you may have a disagreement with someone or whatever it may be, two of the greatest gifts in the whole wide world is to ask for forgiveness and accepting, you know, someone's, apology. Two of the greatest things in the world. So let's go. Let's do this together. Good luck, Alyssa. Alicia, on your job
Alicia,
out there.
Alyssa. Yes. So many good close names. But Chance, I told you this show would go fast. So as we are nearing the end of our hour, how can people follow you and stay motivated by your journey and learn from you?
Come on. I got a few things. ChanceRush.com, ChanceDMC. You can follow me on all my socials at Chance Lee Rush. I love to be the energy of the party. I love to make any program or event look good, sound good, be good. So let's do it again soon, Alyssa. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for all of your motivational words. You did great. And thank you to our guest, Taboo, as well. This was a great show. And you can join us tomorrow for a replay of one of our other popular past shows on the documentary Alaskanets that was based in Metlakatla, Alaska. But for now, I want to wish everyone a happy holidays And I'm your host, Alyssa London. Gunashish, thank you for listening. And this has been an episode of Native America Calling.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, Strong Hearts Native Helpline is a no-charge, 24/7, confidential and anonymous domestic, dating, and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-7-NATIVE or by clicking on the chat icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This program is supported by Strong Hearts Native Helpline.
Health insurance nakud merisidun ilvit nakan ilarasi illati minaktusi. Contact her Louis, Indian healthcare provider. Kasakangwafsi tuolugu healthcare.gov nak akila lugu kukula lugu 1-800-318-2596 unakayluni Center for Medicare and Medicaid Service.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davis. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.